Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to spend together. As I begin a message I've entitled Sound the Trumpet, and it is my firm conviction that we can learn lessons from Scripture, and as we draw close to the Lord and as we study His Word, we can see great application for the times in which we are now living. What I'd like to do in a few moments is begin to share the events that occurred to Israel as they entered the Promised Land, and also the taking of Jericho, the first victory they had as they obeyed the word of the Lord to enter the Promised Land. But before I do that, I would like to take just a moment to pray, and then we're going to go to a psalm, and I want to share that with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for every listener. And Lord, I thank you that even in the times, these very difficult times in which we are living, Lord, we declare and confess that you are King over all. Lord, it would seem that the world is out of control. It would seem that the forces of darkness are having their way. And yet, Lord, all is in accordance with your schedule, your time plan, your scenario for the ages. Lord, there's nothing that comes as a surprise to you. And we know, Lord, that the time is soon coming when Jesus will come back to this earth. But Lord, we, your people, are going through struggles, are going through trials and tests of our faith, are being attacked on every level. Lord, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world. And Lord, the enemy will do all that he can to discourage, to weaken our faith, to make us feel that we're ineffective, we're ineffectual, that what we do really has no eternal significance. And yet, Lord, we know that as we walk in obedience to you, that we will receive the greatest commendation of all, to hear you say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And Lord, the things that we do, even though we may not see the results and consequence in this life, we know and trust you, Lord, that you have fitly framed each member of the body of Christ together, and that our individual obedience affects corporate obedience, and as we respond to you and are led by the Spirit of God, that you are going to accomplish your plan and your purpose in this day. Lord, we know the times are evil, and we desire to redeem the time. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the captain of the host. You go before us, and that evil ultimately will be put under your feet. Thank you, Lord, now for this time we share. Thank you for ministering to needs, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, psychological, and circumstantial, Lord. We thank you. You are a God who has made every provision to meet our needs. And by faith, Lord, everyone who has a specific need, Father, we claim by faith the meeting of that need, that we shall arise and walk in the power and the anointing and the strength that you have given to your people in these end times. We praise you and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, before I go to the actual scripture we're going to be looking at today and the next several days, I'd like to read Psalm 2. And we can see great application for the times in which we are living. David begins that psalm by saying, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Isn't that what's happening today? Through the nations of the world, we're working toward that one world government which out of shall arise an Antichrist who will be the abomination of desolation, who will set himself against everything godly, everything that is of the Lord. Verse 4 goes on to say, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. He's speaking of the Father, speaking of the Son. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Well, I've read that entire psalm, and it does declare affirmatively and emphatically that the wicked shall be put underfoot, and now is the time of salvation. That God has spoken to his Son Jesus, and he said, I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And we, as the children of God, as the people of God, are commanded by the Lord, when he gave us an example in what is called the Lord's Prayer, we are to pray, Lord, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is our commission. We're to pray that the kingdom of the Lord is to come, that his king will be set upon his holy hill in Jerusalem and Zion and Mount Zion. And beloved, we have a part to play. We have a work to do. And as we meditate and contemplate on what our individual tasks are, to pray for souls to be saved, to pray that God's will be done on this earth. And we know that the devil is going to be given a period of time when it seems like his works are going to prosper, but we know the end of the book. We know our victory, our king is assured of victory, and that he will rule and reign, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, having said that, we know that as the body of Christ, we just must face it that we're never going to enjoy a time of peace, naturally or spiritually, until the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, comes to set up his kingdom on this earth. And we are in a war of good against evil. There is such wickedness and violence, and it's for those of you like myself, I'm in my 70s. If we look at the world around us, as we listen to the news reports, the evil in society has multiplied in geometric proportions compared to what it was 50 years ago. There was always evil in the earth, but it has advanced and increased in an exponential fashion. And beloved, we can learn some lessons from the people of Israel. That's why God has given us the Bible, the Old Covenant, the New Covenant. And many Christians might think, well, there's nothing we can learn from the Old Covenant. The New Covenant has been set up. But the character of God is the same. Jesus is all the way through the Old Testament. And as we look at what God commanded his people under the Old Covenant, who was represented by the Jewish nation, what he commanded them, we can see parallels and similarities for what God is speaking to us, the body of Christ, that one new man, Jew and Gentile alike, joined together in Christ Jesus, what our task is. And so we're going to be looking at the fall of Jericho, and as we look at that city, it was the first city that God commanded them to take, and it was actually the most important city in the Jordan Valley at that time. It was to be entirely devoted to God as a first fruits, if you will, of conquest, and that was to indicate service as well as indebtedness to the Lord. And it was very interesting how God chose to give them the victory in that city. It was to be devoted, and nothing, absolutely nothing, was to be spared. The precious metals, as the gold, the silver, the vessels of brass, and the iron, were consecrated to the Lord and came into the treasury of the Lord. And what I'd like to do now is go to the fifth chapter of Joshua, and we see in verses 13 and 14, something very interesting. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. We see that this is a very interesting comment, that the pre-incarnate Christ, if you will, said he was neither for Israel or against her foes, but as captain of the Lord's host. In other words, the Lord is for his own right hand. The Lord is championing the holiness and righteousness of God. And as I look, my time is quickly coming to an end, and we're just getting into this. We'll continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I want to share three main thoughts with you, which I believe will strengthen your faith and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. But at this point, if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.